Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President-elect Biden meets virtually with a group of mayors from around the country today. Election results are due to be certified today in Pennsylvania and in Michigan unless both Republicans on that state's canvassing board vote against it.
Norman Schinkel is one of the two Republicans on the state board of canvassers, and a state lawmaker close to him says this past week, Schinkel indicated that he planned to vote against certifying the results until an investigation was completed. Michigan Secretary of State said the role of the state canvassers is very clear and that they are legally obligated to certify the results.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. Coronavirus hospitalizations nationwide have gone up, breaking records for 13 straight days.
Following a record-breaking virus surge, Nevada's governor says new restrictions on casinos, restaurants, and private gatherings will go into effect tomorrow. And in Oregon, new cases of COVID have reached a record high for the third straight day.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a quiet start to this week, a cooler day in progress with a high temperature in the middle 60s. I think we'll work our way into a sun and cloud mix. Tonight will be chilly, overnight low temperature 41. Tomorrow is the last quiet day in over 3 weeks. Sunshine, upper 60s to near 70 for a high. Then Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, chance of showers and thunderstorms increasing late in the day, and showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Wednesday night. The front slows up, so now we have to keep in at least a small chance of showers in the Thanksgiving forecast, high around 73. Then another strong storm system on Iron Bowl weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Longtime Alabama legislator Alvin Holmes passed away over the weekend in Montgomery. Holmes had been the longest-serving member of the Alabama House of Representatives before his defeat in 2018 and was one of the first African Americans elected to the legislature after the Civil Rights era. Holmes was 81. His funeral arrangements have not yet been announced. The votes cast by Alabamians in the November 3rd election will be certified today by the state canvassing board made up of three Republicans, the governor, the attorney general, and the secretary of state. State health officials say a total of more than 194,000 Alabamians have tested positive for coronavirus. Officials say more than 3,100 people have died from COVID-19 in Alabama. More than 1,300 people are in the hospital with COVID-19. Recovery numbers have now topped 90,000. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home, or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you'll receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, Bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
Dell Technologies just announced their Black Friday sale. They're releasing new doorbusters every weekday, plus up to 50% off cutting-edge tech for your business. There's no better time to upgrade your small business with the latest laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors, plus there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Give Dell Technologies advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/SBBlackFriday. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program, 272-9228. I'm Joey. He's Jack. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. And as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, folks, it's the headline here, today's paper in the Montgomery Advertiser. Alvin Holmes, longtime Alabama legislator, dies. And he was 81 years old. And a lot of well wishes and remembrances and condolences being shared right now by folks who knew Alvin and worked with Alvin. And on the phone to talk about this is Alva. Alva, welcome.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, guys. Hope everybody's doing well on this Monday. Beautiful Monday.
How you doing, Alva?
Doing good, Jackson. How you doing?
I'm doing. Yeah, tell us, you worked in the, you worked for the clerk of House Representatives, John Pemberton, for a while, and you got to know Alva. Just kind of tell us some of your remembrances.
Several interactions with Alvin Holmes over the 10 years that I worked in the House. And I'll tell you, Alvin was, he had a public image and he had a private image. Publicly, he seemed to be more of an, for lack of a better word, agitator and a rabble rouser. But actually, behind the scenes, he was a lot more conservative and sedate than you might anticipate. And he was kind of a guardian of taxpayer dollars. I remember one of his largest roles later in his career that really was the most public aspect of his service was he chaired the Contract Review Committee, which is a joint committee of House and Senate members where they review contracts that are engaged in by the executive branch of government. And in that role, Representative Holmes was bipartisan. He would criticize Democratic governors. He would criticize Republican governors. If he felt like that those funds were not being spent in a way that would benefit Alabama significantly, for instance, if there was a study that was being done by a particular department and it was, the contract was with the University of Virginia or somebody like that, Representative Holmes would always ask, can Alabama or Auburn do that and keep that $500,000 or $1 to $2 million inside the state of Alabama? So, those kind of things that really, the story that wasn't told, he really was a lot more conservative than you might at first blush think. Now, there's some humor stories, too, if y'all want to hear them.
Sure,
absolutely.
I remember, everybody remembers the famous...
Hey, Alva, you're kind of muffled. Can you put your phone up closer to you?
Yeah, can you hear? Is it better now?
Can you hear?
Okay, all right. I've tried to adjust. I'm in a car, so it's not always the best. So, everybody remembers when Charles Bishop hit, with his fist, hit...
Lowell Barron.
Lowell Barron from Fife, Alabama, but the first swing I ever saw in the legislature was Alvin was holding up local legislation across the board, and there was a bill that Crum Foshee, Senator Foshee from Covington County, wanted real bad, and the time was running out on the session, and Alvin would not budge on it. So Crum got so hot he came over from the Senate and jumped up on the dais where Alvin was and took a swing at him, and people had to catch him.
Wow.
That was the first swing that I saw. Then in the earlier years, we had the House Lounge, which it's not like it is now where you got individual offices for each member. Back then, you had just a general area with a bank of 5, 6, 7, 8 phones where the members could return phone calls and relax with the television in the room, and they played dominoes. And then in the back room, a lot of times, they would play poker. And Alvin would always be a participant in that poker game that would go to 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. And I just
was any whiskey drinking?
Yeah, I'll have to say that in spite of the rule against whiskey or alcoholic beverages in a state building, that was, I guess, after hours exclusion rules. But I'm way too young to participate or have any savvy about that, but I did observe a lot of poker games and domino games and things like that. So Alvin is he served with distinction. You know, a lot of people don't know that. I'm almost certain, I don't know the degree, but I do know his mother was Cuban. If not full-blooded, she was a significant percentage Cuban. So he was always proud of that Cuban ancestry.
I think his ex-wife and his ex-sister-in-law taught at Lanier when I was there. There was a Vera Holmes and a Corey Holmes, I think. And I think one of them was his ex-wife. And they maintained a good relationship as far as I know. Because I asked him about that one time.
He was a fixture at St. Clair's Cloverdale, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, and he was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. He was jovial. He liked to laugh. He liked to have fun. He didn't take himself too seriously. He would tell ethnic jokes quicker than anybody you know. And he poked a lot of fun at himself. And I considered him a friend and always did, and I'm sorry to hear of his passing.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate that. And, he was served for 44 years.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Was he beaten in 2018?
Yeah.
So he would there from, I guess, 19, would 74. It be 84?
No, 74. He was elected in 74. He was part of it at that time was, and this came about because of the passing of the ethics bill in the prior 2 years, that a lot of legislators did not want to serve where they had to reveal clients and things like that that they considered more a private matter. So 74 at that time was the largest freshman class in the history of the Alabama legislature.
Wow.
Roy Johnson was elected. Jimmy Holly was elected. Joe Carruthers was elected. Tommy Carter had been there before. Pete Turnham had been there before. I'd be interested to see who served the longest, Pete Turnham or Alvin. One of those two would be the longest serving in Alabama history.
Now, who was the blind guy? Euclid Raines?
Euclid Raines. He was hilarious. He and his wife both were legally blind.
Really?
Yeah. Euclid was sighted at birth, but he fell on a pair of scissors that put out both of his eyes.
Oh, seriously?
And, yeah, when he was a child playing, he fell on a pair of scissors and it put out both of his eyes. And they were both very integral parts of the Alabama Institute for the Deaf and Blind in Talladega. And incredibly, Euclid was amazing. He had memorized the steps from each point of the Capitol. He could get around without any cane or without anything. He just his incredible memory of the steps that it took to get from point A to point B.
Man. Wow.
So and there's a humorous story, but I cannot tell it on the radio about Alvin. That. What?
I said Alvin served with some giants in the legislature.
No question. No question about it. He saw some interesting times, probably the most transformative time in the history of Alabama.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, Alva, I really appreciate the call today and giving us some more memories there. And
oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
You too. Thanks, Alva. I'll talk to you soon.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. May Alvin Holmes rest in peace. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. If you're looking to repaint bedroom, maybe the front porch, maybe the kitchen, maybe the whole exterior of your home, New Look Decorating Center is the place to go for all your paint and stain supplies for the interior or exterior of your home. Especially do-it-yourselfers. If you're looking to do one room at a time, then New Look Decorating Center is the place to go. Talk to Brian Carr, the owner, Brett Landham, the manager. They're very passionate about what they do, and they're both paint specialists, so they can give you inspiration, or maybe you're already inspired, but either way, they can make that inspiration a reality. Keep your information on file. That way, if you're doing one room at a time, you can still have the exact right paint and stain supplies you use to keep continuity. And they really do great work there. So check out New Look Decorating Center today, your local choice for all your Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies. They're located at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it at the little strip center there, Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating Center. Or you can call them, 271-0007, 271-0007. And be sure to tell them, whether you call or stop by, that you heard about New Look Decorating Center here on News and Views. From 9 till noon. I'm Joe. He's Jack. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
We got Eddie in the house. Let's hit a break, reset things here, and come back. More news and views from 9 till
Eddie,
noon.
Eddie, remind me to ask you a question when we come back.
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Earnest Financial LLC presents
Did You Know?
Did you know? know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement, the money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Ernest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Did you see, Eddie?
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting on Jack because I want to hear his question for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you see the Emmys? Governor Andrew Cuomo is going to be presented an Emmy for his press briefings during COVID-19. Really?
Well, it was a big act, so sure.
That's insane.
He should be presented with Serial Killer Award.
Jack, did you hear that? Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, he's going to be presented an Emmy for his COVID-19 press daily briefings or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, you know, the propaganda is
strong. Why don't they give him an award for putting people in nursing homes and killing everybody?
That's what I said. He wins the Serial Killer Award is what he ought to win.
That's just
Eddie, crazy. My question to you is, because you sell houses.
Yes, sir.
Why do people paint, and I think I know the answer, why do people paint the ceiling of their screen porch or their outdoor porch sky blue?
Ah, good question, Jack. I have researched that myself. It was a very popular color, especially those older Victorian homes. And supposedly what that was to do was if they were white, the theory was the birds would get kind of trapped on the porch because they couldn't find their way out. So they painted it blue as into somewhat contrast of the sky so the birds can get out. But it's more, I think, of a tradition thing than anything, because most of those...
Well, how would a bird get out if they're flying to a blue ceiling?
Well, they would look up at the blue ceiling as opposed to the sky and see the difference in the color and would realize one is a trapped room and one is an open sky.
Okay. All right.
Now, that's just one of the things. There's 1,000 of them out there. Because there's a... I want to say it's Op. There's somewhere down south where you travel through the town, and it's... all those old Victorian houses are on both sides of the street. It's beautiful. And a lot of them have those blue roofs or blue ceilings on their porches.
It might be Florala.
Florala. I think you're right. I think it's Florala.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, interesting stuff there. 272-9228. 272-9228. I did not know that, Jack. I really didn't. I've got a buddy who's in kind of architectural restoration, historic preservation, and he's been telling me about the latest movements in that field, how they're trying to bring back some of what were older methods and traditions that actually worked. You know, about how, you know, you essentially cool down a house without having air conditioning.
when I I heard once that it would make the bugs go up to the, because they think it's the sky, and they wouldn't be buzzing around down at your feet or wherever.
We actually have a call. It's T from Slapout.
Yeah, he's got an idea about the blue ceilings as well.
Hey, T, welcome to the show.
It's a T from Santa. Blue on the ceiling. One of the biggest benefits of having the blue ceiling is that, like, dirt divers like to build nests, you know, up in the corners and whatnot. And they're not very smart animals. And they see blue, they think it's like the sky above. So they don't try to build it in the wide open. They don't think it's a protected environment or covered area.
Okay.
So it kind of helps keep the dirt divers' nest down and wasp nests and stuff like that, because they think it's the sky above. So you notice they always build in a protected area, in a corner somewhere.
Yeah, one of them stung me as I came out of my front door one time about 2 years ago. There was a wasp nest up in under my awning, and I came out that front door, and this guy just dipped down and hit me in the top of the head, and it hurt like hell.
It does. The same thing happened to me. I came out of our front door and opened up the screen door, and I felt something hit me in my right ear. And I had three wasp bangs, and you've never seen an ear look like this. It was like one big flat pork chop. It was swollen so bad, there was no creases in my ear. It looked like I had a pork chop on the side of my head. And it was painful to me, but my older brothers thought it was very delightful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've only been stung by a wasp once in my life, and I was playing just some driveway basketball. A goal, a hoop set up in the top of the driveway, and I was practicing free throws back when I played in, like, grade school, middle school, and I shot one up, it went off the rim, and apparently the wasp had built a nest right in the top of the pole. So as soon as it hits the rim, bounces off, a wasp just flies right down, gets me right on the hand. I never want that to happen again. Those things hurt like hell, man.
No, it feels like somebody put a cigarette out on you.
Yeah, let me go ahead and tell you, if you've been drinking before and you go outside on your deck at night and pee, be careful, because wasps will attack then as well.
Where'd you get stung?
Below the waist, above the knees.
Did it look like a pancake?
I ran like a girl, screaming and hollering. Yeah, it was.
Well, if it had the same effect it had on my ear, that might be worth a try.
I was so disappointed. I thought some good would come of it.
y'all have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
272.
I hate the thought of going from a Vienna to a kielbasa.
Oh, buddy.
But
and he's not Polish.
You don't know what kind of name Bader is.
It's a German.
There's all sorts of arguments about that. Yeah. I'm not Polish. I'm Lithuanian.
That's right.
I'm not Russian. I'm German.
Yeah, I'm not German. I'm East German.
272-9228. Let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Y'all have had some very interesting conversations since I've been on hold.
Yes.
But I called to say I'm kind of, I don't think President Trump is giving up, and I don't think they are actually necessarily primarily trying to get things set up for the next election, to where there's new rules or regulations on that. I think part of the reason that Giuliani has not really presented the whole case to these lower courts is the only way you can get it into an upper court is for the lower courts to kick it out. And I think that's the whole goal, is to keep everything in the dark, not present the evidence that they've gotten until they get it to the people that'll actually react and hear the case. I don't know that that'll be the Supreme Court, but I know it's not going to be these local courts that they're going, if the local courts and the lower courts heard it, reacted to it in Trump's favor, then it would be more of a position that could be raised to an upper court and ruled against Trump. That's the whole deal, I think, is they're wanting to get it high enough and to a group of judiciary that'll listen to it, see the evidence, and be able to rule on it. And then the only way it can go is to a higher court.
And that makes sense.
My question, though, is if you're not presenting evidence to a lower court, will you then be allowed to present the evidence that you didn't present to the lower court? Will you be allowed to present that to the appellate court? That's my question.
I'm not a lawyer, and I don't even pretend
I'm
to be
either. No, I don't either.
But I think they're presenting enough evidence to make it to where when they do roll out everything they've got, and let's face it, I mean, realistically, when you have hundreds of thousands of votes that show up in the middle of the night and you have a percentage of less than 1% that is for the opponent, that's pretty fishy.
Well, I truly believe the election was stolen, but I just don't know enough about legal matters to know if this strategy is good or not. And I imagine they know a hell of a lot more than I know, so I'm going to trust the experts.
Well, Bill, I appreciate the theory and the call. We got a lot of folks coming in here.
Okay, talk to you later.
Thank you.
272-9228, folks, is part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. You can get your old videotapes, old film reels, even slides transferred into a digital format when you call 279-6036. And Dan Black Studios really is the place to get this done. There are some, let's say, national services, but don't risk shipping your priceless home videos out of state. Go to a great local business that's earned their professional reputation over 38 years. Dan Black and his staff provide excellent service. They can get things done for you, and this is a great idea for Christmas. Give people the gift of nostalgia. Dan Black Studios can also help you with full video production from the ground up for TV commercials, online branding videos, any sort of special presentation you might have to the family, your school, your church, anything you can think of that has to do with audio and video production. Dan Black Studios has you covered. Call them today at 279-6036, 279-6036. You can go online to danblackstudios.net. Or you can go in the Book of Faces. Just search Dan Black Studios on Facebook and be sure to like their Facebook page. Thank you to Dan Black and the whole team for being a fantastic sponsor here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Before we hit a break, we got some time for more calls here. 272-9228 if you want to call us. And let's talk to Cranky. Hey, Cranky.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Hey, got a quick question for Eddie. That bee sting thing there on Gilligan?
Yes, sir.
Did that have anything to do? Did that affect size in any way? I'm just asking for a friend.
To be honest, I was a little disappointed with that. More pain than anything, just pain.
Well,
more disappointed than usual.
Yes, I wasn't the only.
So this was. So what you're saying is this is a science experiment where you proved no pain, no gain to be a lie.
Correct. Lots of pain, no gain.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
It did not.
No. Okay, yeah.
Well, I know a guy that raises bees to sting himself, and he says it's to help him with his arthritis. I just didn't know if he was BSing us all.
I've often heard that, too. But in this particular case, all I felt was pain, a real burning pain.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, on the sad note of the show today, I did hate to hear that about Alvin Holmes. I liked him. Yeah. I've liked him for a long time. Years and years ago in the early 80s, I worked over at Capitol Filmworks, and we had the contract with Alabama State to do the ball games, the football games, not video, but film. You got to remember, videotape, Dan Black can attest to that, didn't become popular really until about 85, 86. But anyhow, for private use anyway. But one year at the Turkey Day Classic, I think it was 83, it may have been 82, but ate Thanksgiving dinner with him up at the in the press box at Crampton Bowl, because they, you know, have it fully catered for everybody that's up there in the press box. Nice. All of the VIPs and the media people and all that. And I'm going to tell you, he grabbed my arm and pulled me through that line and say, here, you know, get you some more. And, I mean, he treated me like royalty, and I was just a worker bee. I wasn't anybody, and he was a good guy. I ran into him several times out and about around Montgomery, but most recently, the past several years, I'd seen him out at Greenwood Cemetery. We would go to visit his mother when I would go out to visit my granddaughter's grave, and I would stop and say hello to him, and I knew that he was in bad shape.
Yeah.
And I really, a lot of people have misconceptions about that man, and Alva alluded to that. He had his public face and he had his private face, and, you know, at the end of the day, literally, he's just a regular guy, a good guy with a good heart, and I'm going to miss him. And I'm going to go now before I start making a fool out of myself any more than usual.
He was truly a decent guy.
Thank you.
He was a great guy. Thank you. I'll have a good
day. Thank you, Cranky.
272-9228. Rusty, Billy, Perry, T-Spear, hold your positions. Got to hit this break. 272-9228. We got one line open if you want to get in. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a quiet start to this week, a cooler day in progress with a high temperature in the middle 60s. I think we'll work our way into a sun and cloud mix. Tonight will be chilly, overnight low temperature 41. Tomorrow is the last quiet day in over 3 weeks. Sunshine, upper 60s to near 70 for a high. Then Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, chance of showers and thunderstorms increasing late in the day, and showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Wednesday night. The front slows up, so now we have to keep in at least a small chance of showers in the Thanksgiving forecast, high around 73. Then another strong storm system on Iron Bowl weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's betterbrubaker.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back.
Mississippi, surrounded by for what that ain't so pretty.
You're listening to
his parents give
News and Views. News and Views from 9 till noon.
To keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey. He's Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
Jack is with us, but he's not back at his station at his house yet.
He done rolled out. Boom, he's back.
There he is. All of a sudden, he appears. How you doing?
What were you going to say?
Oh, no, I was just bringing this back in. I'm like, I don't see Jack yet. And I look away from
you. You know, these breaks, you know, some of them are 27 minutes and some of them are 30 seconds. You never know.
Right. You got to keep you on your toes, mm-hmm. so to speak.
Well, sort of.
Let's go to the phone.
Don't you feel bad when you say things like that?
Actually, not at all. Rusty.
No, I knew you didn't.
Yeah. Gentlemen.
How you doing, Rusty?
I'm doing good, Eddie, and I know Jack's around there somewhere.
Yeah, he is.
I am, Rusty. How you doing?
How you doing? Just real quick, though.
Okay.
The paint on the houses that you were talking about just a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I read this thing. It's some folklore here in the South, especially in Alabama. I think the one I read about was actually in Slapout, or it might have been Titus, up in that area somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a shade called Haint Blue. H-A-I-N-T, blue. And superstitious people who thought they had ghosts in their house would paint their houses this color to keep the ghosts out. I'm not making this up.
You're not.
Well, I mean, that could be why that some of them had that up there. I don't know.
To keep from the hauntings?
Keep the ghosts away, or to drive these spirits out.
Huh.
That's the way people used to say haunt, or back in the day was haint, like H-A-I-N-T.
Oh, okay.
Haint blue.
Oh, a little etymology here with Rusty. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, well, you never know. That could be what it was. Or it could have just been the dirt daubers. I was in when I worked in Dothan, I drove in a demolition derby. And I got hit two or three times. And, you know, they cut a hole in the top of the hood in case the engine catches fire, so it'll be easier to put it out.
Yeah.
And I got T-boned there a couple times, and I'm sitting there trying to get this thing started. And it looked like something out of the Bible. These yellow jackets just start pouring out of that hole.
Ooh.
Oh. And, you know, there's no glass in the car. They knock all the glass out. So I'm sitting out there in this car that won't start. All these cars running into each other, and I'm trapped with all these yellow jackets.
Mm.
I did escape, though.
Did
and
survive.
Unlike Eddie, I was covering crucial points all the time.
Well, let me ask you, is it as much fun as I think it would be to drive in a demolition derby?
When you can run into a car and start running in there and breaking stuff up and not get in trouble, it is fun. I came in third.
It sounds like a great time.
Really, it is. The only thing you can do, you can't hit somebody head on. You have to run into them with the back end of your vehicle.
Yeah.
Because it'll mess up the engine quicker if you do it with the front.
Oh, yeah. That's
and you true. Can't you can't hit anybody on the driver's side door, or they'll throw you out.
I'll try to remember that.
But it is fun.
Well, Rusty, I appreciate the call.
Hey, thank you, Rusty.
Gentlemen, have a good one.
You too, bud.
272-9228. Let's go to Perry. Hey, Perry.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing? How's your mama and them?
Mama and them are real good. Thanks for asking.
Anyway, Haint Blue is the name of the color. And the reason it's painted blue is because ghosts cannot cross water. And the blue color represents water, and it keeps the ghost out.
There you go. Rusty was on to something.
All right.
Yeah, and there's a story in Coosa County about the Reverend Maxwell, who was a supposedly demon preacher type guy, murdered several people, and the whole house was painted Haint Blue to keep the spirits out, because after he died, the folks moved in there and was haunted. Mm. And there's a whole story about it, and they even a TV show about it called Haint Blue.
Haint Blue.
Yep, up in Coosa County, near Hyssop, right outside of Rockford.
Mm-hmm.
That's and if you don't know who the Reverend Maxwell is, you need to look him up.
Okay. Reverend Maxwell.
Because there was, what's-her-face that wrote To Kill a Mockingbird was going to do a story on him because he had murdered several of his family members and stuff, and she never did. And so a lawyer in Ellic City eventually wrote the story. And he is buried right there near there. And there was a rumor that when they went to dig the grave that got about 2 foot deep, and the soil started boiling up.
Oh.
that's a great story.
Are you from Coosa County?
Yes, sir, I am.
Where now, what, do you pronounce it Pennonville or Pentonville?
Pentonville.
Pentonville, okay.
Yeah, it's right south of Rockford.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little crossroads, basically. Ain't nothing there. It used to be Waite's Grocery. It was there a long time ago. But it's like all the little mom-and-pop stores. They're all closed and mm-hmm. stuff. I grew up in a little town called Hanover, which had maybe 100 folks or whatever. Wrote a couple of books about growing up there. If you're ever interested in reading about it, or
a little humor,
and a little history, and this, that, and the other.
Well, I appreciate that, Perry, and sharing it and backing up with Rusty. So, no, I've never heard that before, and I'll need to look into it. So, mm-hmm. the Reverend Maxwell?
Yeah,
Reverend Maxwell.
Okay.
He was in Alexander City.
Of Alexander City. Yeah.
Yep.
Very good. Well, thanks, Perry.
All right. Talk to you later.
272-9228. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. If you're looking to, buy any fine antique jewelry pieces, and usually they're very much one-of-a-kind, handcrafted. They don't make jewelry like they used to, folks. You need to go by Heirloom Jewelers today. They're located at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery, Alabama. They're still, they prefer appointments, though. So make an appointment with Troop by calling them at 260-0066. Or you can go online to heirloomjewelers.com. They recently revamped the website, heirloomjewelers.com. And you can make an appointment there. And when you buy online or in person, if you type in or say the promo code Joey, just my name, J-O-E-Y, Joey, you'll get 10% off on your purchases there at Heirloom Jewelers. It's a heck of a deal. And coming up, I believe, on December the 3rd, they are going to have an all-day open house there at 6948 Vaughn Road. But definitely make an appointment today, whether you're looking to buy or sell your antique jewelry pieces to Troop Booth. He can offer you top dollar for those very high-quality finished pieces, or a pretty penny even for so-called scrap jewelry if it's in good enough condition. And it's because of Troop Booth's expertise, trained at the Gemological Institute of America, the GIA. Isn't that right, Jeff?
That is correct.
Yes, that he can also offer you incredible prices when you're looking to buy antique jewelry. So check him out today, Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go to the phones and talk to T-Spear. Hey, T-Spear.
Hello there, and I see you. I was going on the serious side of your conversation earlier, but, you know, it evolved into something very different, and I'm going to give you a plug for, or not a plug, I'll admit it. I had purchased a pair of earrings online that were very antique styling. They looked like something from the 1940s
mm-hmm.
and probably European made. And I needed to have them changed in a way so that I could wear them. And I called Troop Booth and explained the situation and took some photos and emailed them to him. And then I sent my earrings down to him along with some other jewelry. And I tell you what, he did a phenomenal job on my pair of earrings. Instead of having a pair of earrings that I can't wear because they were too big and too deep, I have a beautiful pair of earrings that are perfect for my size. He did a wonderful job with them. He took the jewelry that I fit him and used that to offset the cost of fixing my earrings, and I have a pair of beautifully made Brazilian earrings, diamond earrings, that are absolutely gorgeous.
Wow.
That he reworked with, and I'm now able to use. And for the bee sting people, I'll save my serious stuff for a different show. For the bee sting people, always keep baking soda at your home or even at work. Mix baking soda with a little bit of water and put that on that bee sting. And within a matter of minutes, it will pull all the poison out, and you will no longer be hurting. So that's really important stuff to know.
No, very good. I appreciate it,
teacher. I got stung on my hand when I was in kindergarten, and one of the teachers got a cigarette and put tobacco on my hand.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wet tobacco will also pull poison out.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't smoke anymore, so it's hard to find somebody with a cigarette. That will let you have one to tear up so that you can do that.
Yeah, they at least don't smoke in public, put it that way.
That's fact. There were some of us who were closet smokers for a long time, and then we had to give it up. And we still have the voice of a smoker, but no, we don't do that anymore. That's interesting about some of the Hanks. They have a lot of those down where my mother's people are from, down near Baker Hill. And there are some roads down through there that you can drive down through the road after dark, and you are never alone.
Hmm. Yep.
That's pretty
anyone,
cool.
You know, that wants to contest it, you just go right ahead, because the state of Alabama is absolutely rife with stories of people who have gone before and not exactly left everything behind. They still have a little foothold. And every now and then I hear my little four-legged child walking up the hallway, and feel him as he hops in bed beside me and lays in bed beside me. And he's been gone for 11 years.
Wow.
Well, that's a good ghost to be with you, though.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I know that a lot of people don't believe, and they're more than welcome not to believe. But don't always count it out, because you never know what can happen.
Amen.
Thank you, T-Spear.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good Thanksgiving if I don't get to talk to you before.
You too.
Thank you too.
Happy Thanksgiving. 272-9228. Papa B, hold your position. We got to hit our last break of the program here. You got to go, Jack?
Yeah, I do, but okay. I've loved it. It's been a good show today.
Yeah, has.
Thanks to all the callers.
Yes, thank you all, and good talking with you, Jack. I'll talk to you later in the day, and I'll be a gentleman on, you know, our call.
Well, of course you will. You're not on these airwaves. You're always a gentleman.
Yeah, I can be a bit of an ass. Thanks, Jack. More news and views from 9 till noon, right after this break.
14 hours, and you can bet.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, Rich Thomas here. You've heard us say it. It's better with Bader, Eddie Bader. Trust me, Eddie is great with real estate. When it comes to real estate in the River Region, you would be hard-pressed to find a better agent. Whether you're buying or selling, Eddie's ready to represent you. The market is hot right now. Rates are low, which is great for buyers, and inventory is low, which is great for sellers. Call Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, 322-0662. Again, 322-0662. Don't miss your opportunity with this market. And hey, if you're on the fence about whether you want to do it, call him anyway. Eddie can talk to you about your options and what the market looks like in your area. A lot to take in, right? Well, here's what you need to remember. Eddie is great with real estate. Call him today at 322-0662. It is better with Bader. Eddie Bader, eXp Realty, 322-0662.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated, pre-lit, lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guy gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
An official message from Medicare.
So, did you try it yet?
Comparing plans? Oh, yeah. They sure can change year to year.
Well, I found lower prescription costs and historically low plan premiums.
Ooh, how about those new insulin savings? Hundreds of plans, $35 a month.
That'll save you money.
Comparing plans really pays.
Mm-hmm.
Compare plans from home at Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's close out the show here with a legacy caller of sorts. I remember back when he had a different handle, but let's go to Papa B. Hey, Papa B.
A legacy caller. All right. I'll take that moniker.
Yeah.
I'll wear it like the badge of honor, Joey. Now, you know, I've heard this bee sting therapy before, and, but, you know, it sounds to me a lot like slamming your hand in the door to stop a toothache or something, you know. I don't know if it actually works or just make things worse.
Right.
But I have heard that, you know, some folks claim it works. So, you know, whatever floats your boat, I suppose.
Now, are you talking about the baking soda or the tobacco?
No. Like if you have arthritis, you know, you take a bee sting. Helps your arthritis. Yeah, well, I guess we'll see about that. But, you know, Trump in his press conference the other day sounded rather sure himself as far as, you know, his statement about he won the election, and we'll see about that. So kind of gave me some encouragement, but I'm a little bit tired of hearing hypotheticals and theories.
Right.
You know, I'm ready for some meat and potatoes. Now, I think it's been laid down. Don't get me wrong. I think that we're being spoon-fed a little bit at a time. And I don't think that a reasonable person can look at, you know, all of a sudden 150,000 votes coming in for one candidate only and think, well, wow, that's really something, you know. But I don't know where you're going to go from there, you know. What do you think is going to happen, Joey? What do you think the next steps are?
I mean, it's more of these cases, and we'll see what these recounts and audits of signatures, if they get them, you know, bring out. And to me, the most interesting thing I'm watching for is whether or not this is like the end of Sidney Powell's career and good name, or whether or not she actually has something. I'll be honest with you, Poppy. I don't know where this is going. If I had to really guess, like I told Kyle earlier, Joe Biden will be sworn in as the next president.
Yeah, well, from appearances, it sure does look that way. But I tell you, I don't know about this not showing everything to the lower courts deal, because honestly, I think that, you know, once you get to the appellate court, what you've said to the lower court is what you said, and presenting new evidence at that point, really, I don't think that they can do that. But again, I only practice law on the radio here. I don't do it for a living.
Fair enough. Yeah, none of us in this vicinity are lawyers. So
I'd love to hear a lawyer speak to it, though. That would be a good thing.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Well, anyway, enjoying the show as usual, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Papa. 272-9228, though we're pretty much out of time. Let's just say hi to Tom real quick. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Real quick, you guys talk about the ghost, you know, feeling spirits and all.
Sure.
I went to saw the first Star Wars with my mom. You know, I remember sitting there reading the words on the screen when it came up, and I was really little then. But I went and saw the last Star Wars at the movie theater, mm-hmm. and I was sitting, you know, the seat next to me on the left-hand side, where my mom had sitting originally, and it was empty. And I was just sitting there, and I could feel her. Hmm. I could tell she was right there with me when I was reading the screen. You know, I was like, mm-hmm. I had tears coming down my eyes because I was just, you know, I could tell she was right there with me. You know, it was weird. It was amazing. Yeah. You know, I loved it, but it's true. They are around.
Right, and I would never deny somebody's experience like you just described.